talking of things which actually are serious but also funny, when Sheila Wenborn went to her doctor because she felt, quotes, dizzy, lethargic, grumpy and depressed, she wasn't expecting a diagnosis of the M word, the menopause. After a lifetime of working in the pantomime industry, Sheila has now dedicated her life to encouraging other women to open up about the M word. And she's written this book called, basically, it's Now I Know Why I'm Bonkers sort of thing. Sheila joins me now, along with husband Joe. It's lovely to see you both.
Hello, mate.
You too.
It is a bit like that blinking hijacking thing. The menopause is serious to many women, really, or, well, to many families, actually, really, really dreadful, but it has a funny side, and you've decided to write about that funny side.
Well, I do, yeah, because it is, as you say, a very serious part of people's lives, and it affects the whole family, and women are not aware, I think, sometimes of what's happening to them. And so for me, because it was just a shock to my system, I had no idea. I had no children, no gauge of the fact that I was growing older. I just lived my life.
Yeah, you don't feel you're growing older anyway, do you really?
You don't have that sort of, that guideline of, you know, the children are growing up and going out and leaving the nest. Mm. So I was really taken by surprise. I started to feel really uncomfortable. My joints ached. I had a headache. I was grouchy. And I really thought I had a virus. And I went to the doctor and said...
But it kept going on and on. Yeah.
Do you know what? I think I've got this virus. I feel so bad all of the time. And he said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 52. And he looked at me like I was crazy and said, well, you're menopausal. And I said, what? What do you mean I'm menopausal? No, you don't realise.
How dare you?
I feel really, really awful. You don't feel like this, do you? And he said, oh, yes, you do. Mm. And I thought, God, men don't know anything, do they? This is really bad.
And also, I think, you know, maybe you don't like to be told it from a doctor because you think doctors just leap to that conclusion.
Yeah, that's right. And, well,
you know, if she's going a bit weird at a certain age, it must be the menopause.
Yeah, it's the same as when you're younger, you know, it's always her monthlies.
Yes.
So, it's, you know, you just sort of disregard it, really.
Yeah.
So I said, what do I do about it then? And he said, well, I said, look, I've put this weight on and I'm grumpy all the time. And he said, there, well, there's not much you can do about it. You have to learn to live with it, which is what they told you when you were younger. And he said, I'd just buy a pair of bigger knickers if I was you and get yourself a book on the menopause.
Steam with anger, that would. But you called the book That's Why I'm Bonkers.
Yes.
Give me the whole title of the book.
It's called So That's Why I'm Bonkers.
Yeah.
And I think it was, when you start investigating it, all these light bulb moments come on and you go, oh, really? Oh, my goodness, is that why I'm aching? Is that why I'm grumpy? Is that why I want to kill my husband? Oh, I know,
well,
I understand
that, see, that's
why.
See, the word bonkers is interesting. Was she bonkers, Joe?
Yes, yeah, I mean, she, being quite serious about it, I mean, we'd find the car keys in the fridge and things like that. I've been looking for ages. Where are the car keys? Well, they must be in your pocket. No, they're not. They're in the fridge.
Yeah, well, because that's where you went with whatever you'd bought.
Yeah.
You went out. I know.
And the, I mean, actually, even last week, we were staying in a... hotel, and she had the air conditioning on full blast. There's Hurricane Katie blast outside, and I'm freezing. I've actually got a puffer jacket on in bed, trying to keep warm. Which I can't stand the heat. So it was.
I have arguments about the heat of the house and the car with my kids all the time, and because you get to an age where you can't control your own body heat. Somehow.
No, that's
you're
why.
Too hot or you're too cold.
Absolutely.
So you blast everything on air conditioning or heating, and then everybody else moans at you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Think of the money we save. See, it's got a funny side to it.
There was another sort of side of it that we worried that there was something desperately
wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, really
wrong. We did. I mean, I was so awful. I mean, he did suffer very badly because I would fly off the handle at the slightest thing. The poor dogs would disappear under the chair.
They knew to get out of the way.
They knew to get out of the way. And
isn't that amazing?
And my mother, who lives with us and has done for the last 15 years, was a godsend, really, because she would just sort of pick things up and quietly put things away. Because she never suffered from the menopause at all. She was one of these lucky people, the ones we call the blessed people, that go through it and it doesn't have any effect on her. So she didn't really understand what was happening to me. She just knew that I just needed to be...
It's interesting. She'd had multiple children, hadn't she?
Yes, four.
Yeah, you see, I've had multiple children and I've hardly had any effects at all of the menopause. And you do wonder whether or not... there's something to do with that, whether you get rid of all your hormone imbalances when you have children because your hormones are going up and
possibly
down.
That's possibly right, because I also had endometriosis when I was younger, and they say that's because I didn't have any children. It wasn't through choice, it was just how it was.
It just happens, absolutely.
And so, of course, that comes, they say, from a virgin womb. Someone that hasn't had children are more likely to have endometriosis than women that have had children, because when they have the children, basically all their pipes get cleared out with each baby.
Nature is wonderful to women, isn't it?
And makes them ready for the next one.
Yeah, right.
So it could be that that's one of the reasons. Although, you know, women of all sorts of ages and
Did she understand what you're going through?
Not really. I mean,
she just knew to get out of the way.
She just knew that,
What was it like for you, Joe, though?
It was tough, yeah. And I can understand why. I mean, I wouldn't say our marriage got to a breaking point. It never got that far. But it made me wonder what the hell was going on in my life and why suddenly a woman who I'd lived with for 20 years and respected her, an all great organiser. In fact, before she worked with me, like in our company, she used to organise flights and things for her boss and suddenly couldn't organise anything at all and forget dates, and we'd arrive somewhere, we hadn't been booked in because I thought I'd done that, and things, all that kind of thing happened. And it was, so sometimes...
You're going to have to paint that. I want to hear that story. What happened?
I had to double check everything, and she was always one of these people that made notes and things. I mean,
but you got to a hotel
I booked it last week. Did you? Oh, it might not have been this hotel, actually. It might have been the one.
We did that. We booked in the hotel around the corner, which is very embarrassing at the time. And I was going, oh, this is a lovely hotel. And it wasn't our one. We were around the corner.
And then how do you explain that to somebody?
But it happened over and over again. And it was not always huge things, like travelling miles to find a hotel wasn't booked. It was small things, like forgetting that people were coming over to dinner or something, and they'd arrive, and suddenly she just got to fly into the kitchen and make a meal almost in seconds because they'd come for, you know.
It really underlines to you the power of hormones, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because you hear that some women go through that when they've when they're pregnant, and then sometimes when they've had the baby, and then they go. It's not post baby blues; they call it something else, don't they? Where you basically lose your brain for a bit.
You do, absolutely, fuzzy brain. They call that mummy brain, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it is. And the thing is people with high powered jobs, you know. This discussion has gone on quite a lot, but one of the things that one of the ladies said to me, like, I've got a high-powered job, you know, I'm in charge, I look after my boss, I have to make sure his flights are done, this is done, and literally finding that they'd get there, same thing happening to them has happened to me, is that, you know, one day it just doesn't make sense, and you're thinking, what the hell's happening to me today? I just don't know what's happening.
Well, yes, as somebody as well who's always been organised and been in control of her life, suddenly you're not in control.
No, you're not.
And that's not funny, actually, is it?
And the other awful thing, I don't know if you ever had that, but the panic attacks. I mean, I really did... I would have a panic attack. So I'd get hot and I'd spend ages walking through Tesco's because I just wanted to stand by the freezer counters and think, I need to get my brain back together because I'm panicking now. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing next. And it was just awful. And you just thought, I've got to do something to put my life back on track again. And that's really what started this whole journey. I hate people that say that, going on a long journey. But the journey of the book and investigating different alternatives of how to get through this. Because, you know, every woman at some time in their life, whether they be younger or older, I mean, some ladies are unfortunate, they get the perimenopause and start when they're in their mid-40s. Other ladies are lucky enough not to start until they're in their late 50s. But it will happen to every woman at some time in their life. And so... And it's a subject that's not talked about. People don't talk
it's
about
really
it. It's
not.
Quite a taboo subject because I think women don't want to. One, they don't want to admit that they're getting older. Two, they don't want to admit that their brains have got all sticky and they don't know what they're talking about. And three...
Well, it's dangerous to admit that if you're in a job, isn't it?
Yes, you know.
You can't go around saying to your boss, I'm a bit at the moment.
I'm hormonal today, please don't talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm liable to fly off the handle.
Yeah, I do that,
not today. So you have to start looking for alternatives, and they're there, you have to look.
So what did you do? And what did you do for the book? I mean, you're because obviously you want to spread the word.
Yeah, I do. I want to help.
So did you do research, meeting lots of other women who were going a bit
weird?
I've
spoken to about every woman. It's so funny. It's like one of those things that when you start talking about it, women will go, oh, God, that happened to me. Oh, God. Well, I did. I went out the other day, and do you know what? I spent ages looking for my car keys, and I had them in my back pocket, or I meant to go and pick the kids up and forgot where I was going, or something like that. So my first port of call, persuaded by the doctor, was to take HRT. But because I'd had a cancer scare when I was younger, although I know that that's now not such
a
serious
thing. Yeah, but
lots of
people have reservations about it.
But I did have this worry. I'd had the cancer scare and I was, I took the tablets, I blew up like a balloon. I wasn't quite as grumpy as before, but I didn't feel comfortable with it. So I put up with it for a little while. And then I had a strange conversation with my mother. We were talking about our dog, and I'd used a magnet on my dog many years earlier because he'd got very bad arthritis. So we bought a magnetic collar for him, and he was wearing it for a couple of days, and he seemed to brighten up a little bit. And within 3 weeks, he was ready to come out with me, and I had him for another 3 years after that. So in this conversation I was having with my mum, I said, I wonder if a magnet would have possibly worked for a human being.
What's a magnet meant to do?
Well, a magnet worn close to the skin actually helps the blood flow faster throughout the body. So it creates endorphins in the body, which is fantastic because that gives you the feeling of doing exercise, that lovely,
vibrant, feel-good
chemical. And it creates a natural anti-inflammatory, so it brings down all of the swellings in your body, and it creates oxygen in your body, so it gets rid of all your toxins and things. They did make... there is a magnet out that's called a lady magnet.
Where the heck are you meant to wear that?
In your knickers.
You're joking.
No. But it looks like a house brick and it feels very heavy. So I tried it, but it started to work. And then I bought one to
show you. Oh, my goodness, no. I've never heard anything like this.
So
we're so going to have to get a doctor on to talk about this at some point.
No, it is a medical fact, actually.
Is it?
It is. Yes, it is.
I've never heard
so I bought this, which I bought to show you because I knew you'd never believe me. So this little tiny thin
or something there.
Thin,
oh, it's like, oh yeah, no, it's a little tiny
thin magnet.
It looks like a little badge.
And you literally put
and that's
it
a magnet
on your undies.
And you put it. Oh, I see. Yeah, you no nowhere risque in your undies. You just put it near your undies, so it's near that.
So
part
you put it just at the front of your undies. But what happens with that is it makes the blood flow faster in your body, as I was saying, and it took down all the swelling. And within a couple of days, I started to feel better in myself. Within 3 weeks of wearing the magnet, I actually got out of bed, went to the loo and didn't even think about it. And I thought, do you know what? I did that without thinking about it. All my aches and pains have gone. And then from then, I never looked back, really.
I thought you were going to say something to me about, you know, you can get bread with estrogen in it and things like that.
No, for me, it was the magnet.
For you, it was the magnet.
Absolutely.
But presumably, when we've been interviewing lots of other ladies, they've found their own different sort of slightly alternative way.
I mean, that was one of the things I wanted to put in the book. I wanted to put in all of the options that we have available today. So you can use, you know, some ladies chose the HRT because it's good for them, it makes them feel better, they want to do it, they'd swear by it.
Yeah, if it suits you,
that, whatever. You know, some ladies change their diet. Some ladies would prefer to take vitamin supplements and things like that. So there is a whole host of alternatives that you can use.
But the main thing is to talk about it.
Exactly. If we talk about it, we know what the alternatives
and like
are.
Because I was one of those people who didn't want to try HRT. I just didn't fancy it for me. No. And I knew that I wasn't suffering from it nearly badly enough to go there. So I changed my diet and I went vegetarian and did lots of things like that. And found that, I don't know whether that helped, but certainly I didn't suffer anymore.
No.
But and I've heard about people buying this special estrogen bread. I think it is. It's bread with the... It's bread for women going through the menopause. There are lots of even supermarkets stock it now. So there are alternatives, but the main thing is to accept it and talk about it, isn't it?
I think so, yes. And the more we speak about it, the more it's accepted in society. I think also for the men, it's good that they know that this is only a short period. Their wives are just going to, or partners are just going to be like that for a short. It's not forever. They just need to get through it and out the other side.
Yeah, but if they understand that it is what it is, yes, then at least they can
see
that.
They don't think that their women are just crazy and, they've
gone,
you know,
for some reason she's gone stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the matter with that?
It's not only the mental thing as well. Well, it's still mental.
Physically we change, don't we?
The libido goes pretty down.
And that's a big problem, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Because in a
relationship, yeah, you can feel that something very serious is wrong. Also, I mean, I never went through any of that when I was married. So I don't know how on earth, with the temperature fluctuations, you ever share a bed during that period. I don't know.
No.
I don't know how you would, because I'm still at it now, throwing the duvet off 1 minute, climbing under lots of duvets the next.
Well, I found that my wearing the magnet as well cut the hot flushes down by at least 2/3, I would say.
Absolutely. Well, that's given us plenty to talk about this morning, hasn't it? It's great to meet you anyway. You don't sound bonkers to me. You just sound like a very interesting person. It's lovely to talk to you. I'll just remind everybody of the name of the book. It's called So That's Why I'm Bonkers, A Girl's Guide to Surviving the Menopause, but for women and for men. Thank you for both speaking for them.
Thank you
very much indeed.